Fully expanding Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act would add around 400,000 more Hoosiers to the program. For the first 3 years, the federal government will cover the entire cost. After that, the cost would be split, with the federal government eventually contributing 90%. But Senate President Pro Tem David Long says he doesn't have confidence in that plan.
I don't know any leader, Republican or Democrat, in this country that I've talked to that, for instance, believes that in 2020 when it goes to a 90-10 share, that it's not going to be a lot worse than that.
Senate Minority Leader Tim Lannon says there's no basis for that lack of trust.
And this is what the law is, and we have to make a decision, I think, based upon facts, not speculation.
Republican leaders continue to urge the federal government to allow the state to utilize the Healthy Indiana Plan, the state's health insurance program for low-income Hoosiers, as the vehicle for healthcare expansion. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.